Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is D. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Yes, it's 10036.
Okay, your first and last name, please.
First name is James, J-A-M-E-S. Last name is McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y.
Okay, bear with me just a moment while I try to look up this information. Thank you so much for your patience, Mr. McCoy. Now, would it be listed under another name?
No, it wouldn't. I just spoke with one of your coworkers about 15 minutes ago. She told me to call back because I was calling about this cosmic scope, whatever it is, magnifying, whatever the thing is. But anyway, I had put in the order, took all my information from my credit card and everything. And when it went for me time to swipe out, they never showed me how much it would cost or anything like that. So I kept swiping, but it has all my information, and that's as far as I got with it.
Okay. And was she able to pull up an account?
No, she wasn't. She pulled up a McCoy, but it wasn't me. So she told me to call back in 15 minutes, maybe it will go through or something like that there. And that's what I'm doing now. I made the call about, the purchase tonight. About 6:25, somewhere around there tonight. And it had all my information, my name, my address, my card numbers, everything just popped right up. And,
but you didn't get a confirmation, right?
No.
Okay.
So I just don't want to leave my card out there up in the air and nobody knows anything, seems like. I got all my information on it.
If you didn't get a confirmation, more than likely it didn't go through. But bear with me just a moment. Let me see if I can at least try to pull up some information with what you provided.
Okay.
And the number that you're calling in is your primary number?
Yes, 718-772-6508. Supposed to be like a single eye binocular.
Okay, and you said it was 10036, right?
Yes.
By chance, are you still on the page? Do you have an order number?
No, they didn't give me an order number.
Okay.
I didn't get none of that. All that did when I pressed on it, it was asked for my name. So it got my name, my address, my credit card number, front and back, and everything. Got everything when I pressed on. It never showed how much the amount was supposed to come to, which it had a box there, but it never pulled up. So I just pressed on the continuation type thing not to cancel out, but to make the sale go through, and nothing happened. I kept rubbing it, swiping it, nothing happened.
Did you refresh the window?
I couldn't refresh it. No, I couldn't.
It wouldn't allow you to refresh?
No, I couldn't erase, remove anything, delete anything, nothing.
Have you checked with your
email,
your card
yes,
issuer?
I did that also.
No, have you checked with your card issuer to see if the charge went through? If a charge went through?
Oh, no, I don't know how to do all that. I'm not do that.
All you have to do is call your card number.
Okay, just call the card number and
mm-hmm.
see what they tell me.
Yes, sir. Check your account balance and see if you had any recent transactions.
Okay, I'll do that. If not, I can just call back, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay.
Sorry for any inconvenience. Have a great rest of your evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.